Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Mr. Jonas Knox, what's up, buddy?
I'm pissed off, Rob. Pissed off, man.
Are you?
Bothered. Something was taken from me earlier. It was taken.
What?
It was ripped out of my hands. Yeah, it was taken
from
me.
What was it, your wallet? You were wearing those loose jeans and your wallet fell out.
The way I carry my wallet is I put it in the front because I got more room there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
So
absolutely.
You got to do the
math
on some of
these things. You could actually carry two wallets in the front.
and a submarine. But that being said, if anybody was looking forward to being able to stay up until 11:30, midnight, 12:30 on the Pacific, in the Pacific time zone, or even on the East Coast, staying up till 3:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning, watching the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors play football, don't worry about it. You can go to bed earlier now because the Mountain West has canceled fall sports. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. And I feel terrible for the players. I feel terrible for the coaches. And I feel bad for all the people whose voices weren't heard, who weren't allowed to be a part of the decision making. It's a joke.
Well, me and you will debate that because I think that it's about time that these schools got on it. And we'll discuss it because I think you're coming at it from a selfish standpoint and you're not looking at it from the way that the people in charge and the people who ultimately will have to feel the brunt of this if this goes bad and this goes awry. But we'll do that. First, let's welcome in Jonas, the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without him. Rob G. is our producer. Alex is our engineer, as always, and Brian Fenley is at the update desk. He will keep us updated throughout the program.
Hey, by the way, has Brian Fenley had you on his Zoom podcast interview that he does? Has he had
no,
you?
No, oh, okay. No. I'm not there. I think Chris has been on 10 times and everybody else except for me. But it's all right.
Five times.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yes, Alex,
haven't
everybody. Yes.
Manti Te'o's ex-girlfriend was on it.
Has been on there, yes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
She's been on there twice, and they still haven't seen it.
Yeah, apparently he's got the Easter Bunny scheduled for next Wednesday. But you and I can't get a call. Ridiculous.
No, but it is. But here we go, and I'm going to say this, Jonas. This shouldn't be college football. I'm a USC adjunct professor. School starts on Monday, and guess what? We're doing it virtually, online, no classes. You can't ask football players to go into class or go to school to play football, but they can't go to campus for classes. They're a part of the student body. I have no idea why this took so long, and shame on the NCAA, right? They canceled Division II and Division III football, Mr. Jonas Knox. How in the world could they leave Division I football? The only reason why it's even in the mix is a money grab. It's not about the kids' health. They already canceled 2 and 3. You know why? They don't make any money off of it.
Yeah.
So they're not going to risk it. They're not going to put the kids out there in harm's way and then have some sort of lawsuit or something where they're held responsible. So I get it. And the MAC has to be the one to step up. First the Ivy League and now the MAC. And now, apparently, reportedly by Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio, that the Big Ten has voted, and they will tomorrow announce that there will be no football. And also, what is the other one? The Pac, right?
Pac-12, yeah.
Pac-12 as well is going to announce it as well tomorrow. And I don't know about the other schools, and they can sit around and hem and haw. You better not be the last one standing where you're trying to play football. This is totally different from professional sports when you talk about the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NHL or the NFL, where people are paid and it's their profession. These are college kids who have no medical insurance, right? For playing football for the university, they have no guarantees and no protection. How in the world could you ask them to go out? I don't care what the numbers are. Spit, saliva on top of each other. Are you kidding me? This should have been done already, and this should be consistent across the board. How in the world could you tell Division II and III players they can't play and then ask people on Division I to play football so you could collect your money from the TV networks? Jonas, I'm not buying it. It's the right decision.
Okay, well, I completely disagree with you. I think it's the wrong decision. I think majority of these kids want to play. I also think majority of these kids, you know, like about 99.9%, if they do test positive for coronavirus, they're either not showing symptoms or they're not going to die from it. So we can talk about, you don't care what the numbers say, but the numbers say that the survival rate is pretty damn high. And I get it why the MAC wanted no part of this, and the MAC, you know, took itself out of it. The way the MAC makes majority of their money is by scheduling games against these big powerhouse programs. People talk about and complain about how Alabama plays a Colgate or a Fordham or a Wofford, and they go, why are they playing them? You know who never complains about those games? Wofford, Fordham, Colgate, schools like that, because they make so much money by playing those powerhouse programs. So I agree that a lot of this and majority of this is about the money. I also think these players are better off on campus and better off in those surroundings than they would be going back home and running the risk of coming in contact with somebody who maybe doesn't have as much on the line and makes a poor decision. I think it's a terrible choice. I think a lot of people are being affected by it. And as I said at the start, I think there's a lot of voices who didn't get an opportunity to be heard. And if that's the case, I think it's a disgrace. You want to talk about the NCAA leadership? I'm 100% on board. It has been a butcher job the entire way through. But this is awful news for those players that have worked their ass off. Majority of these guys aren't going to the NFL. This is their last chance in the dance. This is their last time to suit up. And they were ready to do it in open stadiums with no fans. fans in attendance because they wanted to be with their brothers and they wanted to play. And that was taken from them because of people with political agendas who've been pushing this narrative publicly and on social media. And I think it's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke.
I couldn't disagree with you more, especially when you talk about the nature of football, which is unlike the other sports where you're on top of each other and there's spit and sweat and all the other things where there's so many people, there's not enough space to keep 90 people 6 feet apart on a football team.
But if they're
it's not possible, Rob,
if they're testing and they're negative, who cares? If you're negative for coronavirus, I'll borrow your pink suit that you just bought for $38 at Macy's this weekend. I couldn't care less. If they're testing, guys, and we believe in the testing and the testing numbers are saying you're negative, what's the problem? Let's go play.
And what about, we don't even know what the long-term impact is going to be. We don't know. That's easy for you to say, let the kid play his senior year. And when he has problems down the road, the college goes, you played. There's nothing we can do about it. We don't know where you got that from. No, Jonas, you can't do that. And here's the other thing. The NCAA, this is what I want you to explain to me, Jonas. How can you cancel Division II and III and one be on the table to play? Answer me that.
Because those are the money makers, and we agree on this. If this is so much about the financial aspect of it. So they were waiting around. And again, I feel bad for those schools. And there's a lot of those smaller level programs who have a bone to pick. Montana State's coach did a really good piece with Bruce Feldman of The Athletic and Fox Sports, in which he talks about, man, it feels like the Power Five is running the NCAA, not the other way around. And we got left and holding the bag, waiting to find out what's happening with our season, only to find out it was going to be canceled. So I feel bad for those, and I totally understand it. But man, if we're testing guys and they're testing negative, who gives a crap? I'm letting anybody know right now, if you took a test and you're negative, come give me a hug. Give me a hug, wrap your arms around me. I'm not going to run away from this thing and hide in fear like some people are. These players want to play, they've busted their ass to play, and unfortunately, as I mentioned, people with agendas outside of just covering sports.
What agenda? What's the agenda?
Rob,
Tell me.
I want to know.
What's the agenda?
So
go to the hospitals. Where's the political side of this? This is science. This is medicine.
Okay.
Stop making it political.
Rob.
It ain't political.
Rob,
everybody wants to go back to work. Everybody wants the life that we once had.
Hey.
The Jonas in our own workplace. We can't even go in the building. Well, I mean, I haven't been on the Fox lot in 5 months. You think this is all because there's some political agenda to wreck the American way? I don't believe it.
Rob.
It's science. And you know why it's not political? Because it's happening in Korea, and it's happening in Australia,
yeah,
and it's happening in Sweden, and it's happening in Germany, and it's happening in Canada. This ain't no political thing. That talk is nonsense.
Okay.
Because they all joined in
because
somehow they want to change the political system and change what's going on in America, so they're going to play along with the politicizing of this? That's total garbage nonsense.
Rob, if it's about science, why did Dr. Fauci sit in a baseball stadium without his mask on? If it's about science, if we're going to trust science and we're going to trust all these numbers that are coming out, how many people that have covered the coronavirus have
That's
to be
not
wrong?
Being on top
Rob,
of each other.
Rob,
come on,
Rob,
Jonas.
He was
sitting right next to two other people. Is totally different.
Please, I want you to explain the political.
Tell me how other countries are involved in this for the political.
I'm not talking to be political in the United States.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm not talking about other countries. I'm talking about this country, and I'm talking about the push to cancel sports and to root for it and to steer agendas into columns that are written all over the place. And you know that's true. You know there's another aspect of it. People want to make decisions for all of these athletes and tell everybody what the best way to live is. And they're talking about the latest is all these long-term effects on your heart. How do we know what long-term effects they are if this thing just came around in January? January? How would we know what the long-term effects are? How do I know what the long-term effects are of my drive into work or over to my fiance or my wife's house until
your
I
wife.
Actually get in the car and drive it? Well, you know, it depends on the day. You never know, Rob. I mean, it depends on who's listening.
It's but only been 3 months. Two months. What?
But listen, it's crazy. You know, I mean, we're both hot in the, you know, hot in the collar and a little bit like that, and we're trying to get our place together, and we're a little bit frustrated with each other at this point in time. But I digress. But the point being, these guys are being tested, and majority, if not all of them in certain situations, are testing negative. So if that's the case, and you're not endangering fans, and you're not going to be interacting with other students, and you can get these guys out there and play a season, why are we shutting it down? We're pretending like this is going to be full stadiums, and we're going to be close to each other, and everything else that's involved with a normal game during normal circumstances. That's not the case. They're testing these guys. And if we trust the testing, we should trust the ability to move forward with the testing that's currently underway.
Absolutely not. They should have canceled this already, especially when you talk about the contact sport that is football. This is different. We've seen the issues in baseball, and they're not. It is the perfectly socially distant sport
where people are apart.
But it tells you that you can get it if somebody is rogue or somebody brings it into the locker room and it could wipe out a team. You just don't know.
Hey.
And don't bring up the kids want to play. Of course they want to play. Everybody wants to play. That's what they do. They play. So sometimes you have to stop people from themselves. That's why when you have a busted leg, you can't go back in. The doctor has to stop you. Yes, you want to continue to play. Everybody wants to play. That's not a good enough excuse. Hey. You have to save players from themselves, and you have to do it in this case right here.
Hey, Rob, would you be okay going somewhere if you knew that everybody there tested negative for coronavirus? Would you be okay with that?
I would not want to be on top of anybody changing spit and sweat.
Okay, but if they tested negative, would you be okay?
It would make me a little more comfortable, but in this case, it doesn't work.
Yeah, because these guys are testing negative. All right, they're testing negative. And I don't know.
We saw it go through some of these colleges, some of these kids. There were like some schools had 10 and 15 guys.
Okay. You've seen Major League Baseball, right? All right. So when the pitcher throws the baseball from the mound, and you don't really know much about baseball, so let me walk you through this. All right, I'll quarterback this thing. All right, so there's a pitcher. He's one of nine positions that are out there on the field. And so when the pitcher throws the ball from the mound and it gets hit, the person in the outfield catches it with their glove or the infield, and then they also put their hand on it.
No sweat, no spit.
So what should we do? Should they have a fanny pack in front of them, and when the ball's in the air, they just throw their own ball up to themselves and then catch that one just so they don't touch the same ball as everyone else?
No.
Come on, They're testing, guys.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You feel that LeBron James is sort of setting and putting in motion a certain narrative, or better yet, an excuse if things don't go well for the LA Lakers.
No doubt about it, Jonas. And this has been done for a long time. People have always said when you play with LeBron, and some people might consider him the GOAT, everything is good. If they win, LeBron is the greatest. He's the GOAT. If you lose, all his teammates are the scapegoats.
Yeah.
And they're the reasons why. How many times do we hear, whoa, what do you expect? LeBron doesn't have anybody. LeBron doesn't have
any,
right? Every year, right? Yeah. Every time they lose. What do you expect? He can't win. He don't have anybody. I remember when they were winning 60 and 65 games in Cleveland during the regular season, and they were losing the playoffs.
Right.
And then they would tear apart the roster. Am I right?
That was always my favorite. They'd win 60-plus games. They'd get wiped out in the finals, and it was, well, if he had all those pieces around
right.
him. Okay, well, he did in Miami, and he lost two. So
exactly. And my point is, when he came out and he opened up to a reporter, basically, Jonas, he didn't say what the issue was. Like they were asking him, why are the Lakers struggling, right, in the bubble and haven't played well? And his response was something like, well, you know, things are going on that we can't control in here. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to say what it is.
Right, of course.
And you know what that is? That plants the seed that something's going on. His exact quote was, it's just some things that you can't control that's here, that I really don't want to talk about, that's off the court. So they're not playing well. They're struggling. Say if they lose in the first round to Portland or something like that, LeBron can go back, or his minions can go back and say, LeBron tried to tell you. And this is, you know, and Jonas, here's the other part. This is why star players have refused to play with LeBron, even, you know, during when free agencies come up, including no one bigger than Kawhi Leonard, who could have easily been on what? Easy Street with the Lakers.
Yeah.
They had room for him to join LeBron James and Anthony Davis. What team has beaten those three, Jonas?
Oh,
nobody, right?
Yeah, nobody, no.
And they wouldn't have beaten them for a couple of years. Instead, Kawhi Leonard picks the L.A. Clippers, who have never won jack, rather than join LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And that's because of the whole notion that you get zero credit when you're with LeBron, when he wins and you get all the blame when you don't. It's the same narrative that's going on for the MVP. Think about Anthony Davis. He leads in every category except assists for the Lakers. He, right?
Yeah.
And it's LeBron who should be MVP.
How
is that?
It's crazy. And here's the part, though. And I've been thinking about this as well, too. I'm not going, whoever wins the NBA championship, I'm going to call them the NBA champion.
No right? doubt.
I am absolutely not going to say, oh, well, no, it's got an asterisk next to it and this and that. And no, that. All right. So if I'm going to take that same approach, then I don't want anybody, if LeBron wins the championship, if you're in the same mindset that give him full credit for winning the championship, then you better be ready to criticize when he doesn't win it. And don't use the, well, you know, it's the restart and there were all these other things. If it works one way, it's got to work in the other. And that's my problem with this, is that I feel like people have already put stuff out there to try and sort of set themselves up for if something happens, they have a safe landing on either side. And that bothers me. Call it like it is. If he doesn't win the NBA championship, I don't want to hear anything about what he didn't have when he was in the bubble, because he had the same things as everybody else when it came to accommodations and all that other stuff. And him doing the whole passive aggressive, well, there's things going on that I'm going to talk about. You know what that's the equivalent to? And every single guy out there knows what I'm talking about. And ladies, you're going to try not to laugh right now, because you know that this happens almost every single day. You ever been talking with your better half and you go, hey, what's wrong? Nothing. And you know something's wrong. You know
exactly.
Something's wrong.
That's why you asked the question.
But they don't. So you got to continue to ask. And it felt like that's what LeBron was doing. Like, you know, LeBron, what's going on? Nothing. Oh God, there must be something really. Like, it just, dude, say it. What is it? I mean, are you pissed off at Avery Bradley? Okay, be pissed off at Avery Bradley.
Are you mad at AD because he didn't come play big in the fourth quarter? What is it?
And that's the thing. It feels like, look, he showed up. This tells me everything. He shows up after they get eliminated by the Warriors, and all of a sudden he's got a cast on his hand.
Right.
I mean, come on.
You know what? Put that cast on after the press conference.
Agreed.
After the cameras are gone.
Agreed.
He went in there. Everybody goes, what happened? Oh, I had a busted wrist the whole series. I just didn't say anything. What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I agree with you. This needs to be called fairly. It needs to be called down the middle. Whoever wins the NBA championship is your NBA champion, and whoever doesn't should get the same criticism that they would get either side. And that's the part that I fear is not going to happen.
And Jonas, you know this. This year 17, this is his best last chance to win. They're the best record in the Western Conference, right? They got Anthony Davis. He's not signed for next year. LeBron will be going into year 18. You just don't know. Other teams are getting better next year, right?
Yep.
Durant and Kyrie will be in Brooklyn. Steph and Klay and a top draft pick, right, with the Warriors.
You want any part of Luka in the West for the next 10 years?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, do you want any part of Denver? Have you seen what Denver's putting together? Portland, what Portland?
Don't forget,
looks like
Denver
healthy?
Went to a game 7 last year and lost to Portland before they got almost got to the Western Conference Finals last year.
I look the Western Conference. There are really good teams there, and we can say whatever we want about the Houston Rockets and whatnot. But man, that's an intriguing team to have to deal with in the postseason now. With the trade they made, going smaller, and how they've looked since, I would want zero part of Portland in the first round if I'm the Lakers. I don't want any part of it. Keep them away from me, because
a lot of Laker fans are feeling your way, including Rob G. Rob G shaking in your boots a little bit or no?
Yes, he is. Yeah,
no,
he is.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You're confident with the Lakers and where they are?
Rob,
go ahead.
We just made a wing bet on Friday, right? So why would I be nervous between now and then?
Okay, let me ask you, LeBron, putting this out now, this is why you're the resident Laker fan. My thing is, if there's an issue, then don't if you're not going to mention what it is, don't bring it up in public. Was that a good move to put that out there on his teammates that they're doing stuff off the court that he's not happy about?
Well, Rob, unlike you, my first thought did not go negatively towards LeBron James.
Oh, Where's
the fun in that?
I follow enough Laker reporters and people who cover the team. To know that, you know, Frank Vogel has kind of said the same thing, that they have issues that are off the court with their team. And what the speculation has been amongst people who cover the team, not Rob Parker, is that they're upset about the inconsistent practice schedules and things like that, because they're very regimented with the way they work on their team.
Yeah.
So I know it's not as sexy as LeBron saying his team sucks and he wants to trade them all, but it's cool.
Right. So my only point is that you have to bring up to the media and talk about, instead of to leave. Whenever you don't talk about exactly what it is that's bothering you, you know what you do? You give a license to every analyst and reporter to kind of figure out what it is you're talking about.
Look,
and that's the only thing. I can't believe it's just a practice schedule that has his panties in a bunch. I don't buy that at all.
Listen, I like LeBron James. I think he's a fantastic player. I think he's probably a good dude. But his passive aggressiveness is ridiculous. And nobody is a bigger hypocrite at times than LeBron James. Remember when they first talked about shutting the season down or playing games without fans, and he said, "Man, I do all this for the fans. I won't play without the fans."
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Then why didn't you show up to your pizza joint when fans were standing outside to get an autograph?
Well, in 100 degrees, I remember that.
Just like
I was tired out there for free pizza.
It's like, and then he talks about this year. He talks about, "Man, I don't load manage. I'm out here to play games. I'm out here." Okay. Dude, you walked into a game last year with a cup of white Zinfandel. What are you talking about? Like, I mean, what are we actually discussing here? And it's like, I don't know if he doesn't keep track of all the things that he says that go in the complete opposite direction of what he's actually saying at the time, but it's mind-boggling. And so when you see these things come out, it's like every year there's something wrong. Somebody doesn't get their way. Man, I don't know of another player, maybe in the history of sports, who isn't, or anybody in sports, who isn't an owner and isn't a coach, yet has gotten it their way more times than LeBron James in his career. Honest to God, I don't know of anybody, Rob, can you think of anybody in sports who's been able to pick his coaches and been able to pick his teammates more than LeBron James?
No, and that's why whenever people are always talking about he didn't get this, he didn't get that, or whatever, LeBron I always say he's like the worst general manager ever, because he's had carte blanche. I mean, worse than Harry Weltman, who ran the Nets back in the 80s when I covered the team. He was pretty bad.
By the way, what's it, Harry Weltman?
Harry Weltman. Yes.
That sounds like a porn star.
I know, right?
By the way, don't you have an acronym for LeBron James? For people that are just tuning in, don't you have an acronym that you gave
LeBron
James?
The FFOAT, the finals failure of all time. He's the WALOAT, the worst leader of all time. He's got a couple of them. But there's no doubt about it. In this case, he's the WALOAT. To even just put that out there, either you put it all on the table, make it clear what you're talking about, or you don't put it out there for people to wonder and question, especially when the team has struggled to play. And I think he's looking for an excuse so that when things don't work out, which they're not, the Clippers are going to win the championship. The minions will go, "See, LeBron was right. That damn AD, that Avery Bradley, I knew it," you know, and that'll be the excuse.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
College coaches are out there, man, they're on their soapboxes telling them that they know more about science and know more about the health and what COVID is than they know football plays. Oh, thank you, Jim Harbaugh. I appreciate it. Thanks for telling me you know more about everything. And look at we only had 11 positive tests. Oh, yeah, we know what we're doing at Michigan. But they want the kids to sign waivers. I got an idea for you, Jonas. If the coaches want these kids to play, that's fine. Why don't you guys fork over your salaries for this coming year, put it in a trust fund, and when these kids get sick or have problems or die, you pay out of that fund. I want all the college coaches to give up their pay, since it's so damn important that these kids go out there with so many unknowns. The whole notion that you have to sign a waiver tells you about the sense of urgency that we're not sure. If it was 100% safe and we knew that these kids were going to be fine, there would be no waiver for you to sign. And I do believe, I don't know the language in these contracts, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you like I know.
But it does
sound to me that if there's no football, these coaches probably don't get paid. So I wonder, is there a conflict of interest? I wish somebody would tell me, a reporter, a college football coach, call up the show. Would you get paid if there's no football? And I wonder why they're so hell-bent on having football.
Do you think the only motivation for these coaches to want to play is because of money? Like, is it like, do you think that's it?
I think that's a huge part of it. It's a huge motivation for most people in life.
Right. Look, and that's the point. So then basically coaches are no different than the rest of us. How, as much as we do things for others, there is still some concern about how maybe this would impact you personally. Like that's so they're just being natural and they're doing what everybody else would do.
I understand that, but the only difference is they're leader of young men. They're supposed to be the leaders to lead the way and not to put people in harm's way because there's some other motivation. I'm not saying all, and I don't know the language. Maybe they get all their loot, whether there's a season or not. But I just wonder how much of that plays into it. It's hard for a university. We already know that those universities ask coaches to take pay cuts. So, right? They were asked to take pay cuts already prior to football season. So I can't believe that Michigan is going to pay Jim Harbaugh, whatever it is, $6, $7, $8 million, and there's nobody at the big house this year.
Look, here's how I look at this. I think, yes, of course, maybe deep down or maybe even closer to the surface than some people may recognize or want to discuss, that these coaches are thinking about the personal impact this would have on them if they're not having a season. I also think that makes them just like a lot of people who not only are in college football but cover college football. All the people that work in Columbus, Ohio, or Athens, Georgia, or Columbia, South Carolina, or Ann Arbor, Michigan, at little bars and restaurants and sandwich shops that rely on that money and that income from games, also are probably thinking to themselves, hey man, I might be screwed here if we don't have a college football season. But that doesn't make them evil. It doesn't mean that their intentions are all evil. I think these coaches love what they do. They love their job. I think they love being a coach. I think they love coaching these kids. And I think these players, if they really had an issue with these coaches, now would be the time that they could come out and say, you know what, Scott Frost, you're full of crap, and we'll tell you why. Same for Jim Harbaugh. Same for Ryan Day. I haven't seen any players speak out against this.
But Jonas, this is a mistake that a lot of people make, just like you. When a guy comes to your house.
You leave my ex out of this.
Okay. And he recruits you. And he tells you you're great and helps you realize a dream. Most of the time, they'll never say or point out a coach. Even now, you're just finally starting to hear at some of these universities about the racist stuff that's going on, and some of these ex-players and players are calling out guys. It's hard for them to do that. There's a bond and an allegiance to these guys, so it's not fair. Because if something's wrong with the head coach, guess what? Something's wrong with you because he picked you. So that's why it's hard for players to go, oh, no, Jim Harbaugh, I'm not buying into it. Yes, you are buying into it. Jim Harbaugh gave you a college scholarship. He put you on the team. So that you're not going to quickly turn and bite the hand that just fed you. So I don't think that's a fair gauge on anything. My only point is, if this is a money grab and this is what it is from all levels, Jonas, we already talked about it earlier. The reason the NCAA had no problem canceling Division II and III football, they don't make money off of it.
Yeah.
The only reason that the coaches and the networks and everybody wants college football, do you know how devastating this is going to be to networks not to have college football? I get it.
Yeah.
I feel for it. I work for one of those networks. It'll be awful. But if you can't, in right mind and honesty, say that these kids without question are going to be okay, I would rather err on the side of caution than to just take a flyer on it and hope it all works out well, all right? And if the kids don't have to sign a waiver, and the kids, how about the schools fill out a form that says that they will take care of these kids who played during the pandemic, whether they're 22, 42, or 62, and they will take care of their medical benefits. They will take care of anything and incur any expenses that happen. If they did that, they'd have my blessings for the kids to play.
Hey, did a Nordstrom's make you sign a waiver when you bought that shirt a couple days ago? Did they make you sign a waiver? They let you in and let you shop because you're making a choice, right? You needed to go in there and you had to get something done.
I had my mask on. I wasn't on top of the salespeople, and I wasn't spitting and sweating. So there's a big difference between playing football and going to a store, social distancing, and looking through racks. Hey,
but here's what I'm not going to do. All right, if I come down ill, I'm not going to go bang on the door of Chevron and say, hey, man, I put in $50 to fill up the other day, and I'm almost positive I got it from this pump. All right, and you talk about sweating on people and breathing on people. If they test negative, what's the problem? That's what I don't understand. If they're
because
testing
those
negative,
rapid tests are inaccurate,
oh,
and oftentimes people are not always symptomatic, and they still could be the carrier. And people can still get it. It ain't 100% guaranteed. Come
Nothing's
on, Jonas, 100%. You know better.
Nothing's 100%.
But this
Rob.
Isn't either. And my question, answer me one question: why do the kids have to sign a waiver to play? Why, if the tests are all negative? Why, Jonas?
Because the school, if something happens long-term, the school doesn't want to be held liable for
it. But you just said that the tests are negative play.
But that's the point.
That logic doesn't make sense. Why sign a waiver?
Rob, you're telling me that even if they test negative, that you still don't want them playing. So then what are we doing? Why are we even giving any tests at all? Like, if you just don't want them playing, then why are we giving any tests at
all? My point is that the waiver tells you that they don't know. That's why you don't have to sign a waiver.
We don't know anything
prior. Well, but that's the problem. We don't know. And you don't want to expose college kids who aren't getting paid to go play football. It's just not that important to their lives long term. Whereas I understand professional athletes getting paid and doing a job. I understand the person working at the gas station. I understand the person working at the supermarket. I understand the cops. I understand the firemen, because life has to go on, and those are frontline jobs. And people in the hospital, should everybody in the hospital just go home and go, oh my God, this is unsafe, I'm not working on anybody? No, we know that. Football on the scale of life is at the very bottom. It just is.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. These players, would you agree that these players want to play? Right?
They're players, of course they do.
Okay, so they want to play. So it's not, and we're not talking about, of course they want to do. You got to save people from themselves. Look, there's a difference between a guy wanting to go play college football and a heroin addict. All right, a heroin addict wants heroin. He wants the needle in his arm, and he wants the spike, and he wants the high. That's not healthy. College football players want to play college football. They're speaking up. They're letting it be known. We want to play. We have been on this campus. We have been tested. We're getting tested constantly. If we test positive, we're putting into quarantine. We want to play. And if we trust these tests enough that we're giving and administering these tests, what's the problem with going out and playing if we have confidence in these tests and we trust these tests enough? If we don't trust...
You won't answer my question. I've asked you.
Okay.
Then why is there a waiver? That's what I'm asking you. If you're telling me you're so confident with the test, you, Jim Harbaugh, and what about – so answer me that. Why a waiver then if everything is kosher?
Just in case.
No, what does that mean?
Just in case.
It should be the exact opposite.
Okay.
Why don't the schools dedicate and set up a trust fund to take care of anybody who comes down with illness or long-term illness after they've played major college football in 2020?
All right, so that's
how about
what you need.
That?
All right, so
you need a trust fund for these players.
All right, you would need a trust fund for these players. All right, so then for you, it's not about their health and safety. It's about their financial impact on the back end.
No, it's about somebody being able to take care of them health-wise with medical insurance down the road. That's what I'm talking. It ain't a payday. It's in case you get sick. You shouldn't have to pay for it.
Okay, so if we find out that later on down the road that somebody ends up with, you know, a underlying health issue because of playing through the coronavirus, you're okay with that as long as they got money out of it?
No, as long as you take care of the health. You ever heard of asbestos? You ever hear of that?
Yeah, I have it right now in my studio.
And you know, I want
to deal with it the hard way. I'm doing the show with you right now in my studio. I've got asbestos all over me.
You're wearing a Sonny Bono asbestos vest, right? Remember those fur vests you used to wear? I know I'm dating myself. I know. People like Sonny Bono.
Yeah,
By the way, that
was the B-sides of his stand-up act did a couple of weeks ago.
No. But my point is, people work with that stuff, and they didn't know, but money was set up to take care of a lot of people who worked with that and got sick after the fact. All I'm saying. I want protection for the players.
If we're all about the safety and protection of players, then why are we even playing football to begin with? Because I would argue
NCAA canceled the Division II and III. So good question.
It's more dangerous to play football at that age than it is dealing with COVID. I would argue that. All right. That's what I would argue. So if we're going to play this game of I need to see this, and this, and we don't trust the testing and we don't trust any, if there's that much of a mistrust, then why are we using it? Why are these players even doing the testing? I believe, and I say this, and I 100% believe it, of the Power Five college football players, I believe no less that 95% of them want to play, are ready to play, and are willing to deal with the repercussions by playing.
And I also believe that 95% of the people in Florida, Arizona, and Texas, after they reopened everything, went out and thought to themselves that they were going to stand up for their rights and go to the beach and go to the pool and go to the bars and go out to dinner. Yeah. And what happened? Jonas, tell me what happened when that happened.
I don't know. What do you mean what happened?
Yeah, everything spiked. And all of the numbers and everybody, they were patting all those governors on the back. Look at what they're doing in Texas.
Listen.
Look at what they're doing in Florida.
Listen,
all of those places all wound up the other way in a bad way.
I totally agree with you. And I felt like an idiot because I thought I was wearing my mask the right way. And then I saw Dr. Fauci have a chin strap on. And I said, damn it. Like, if all of them would have removed their mask down below their chin, they wouldn't have gotten COVID. So I agree with you, Rob. I totally agree with you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.